new contract. It's just the excitement for you of getting that signed and done.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. I know, you know, we were working on it in Buffalo there, and then, you know, it didn't work out there, and it was just great to get it done in Winnipeg. I'm you know, obviously ecstatic, and I'm really excited for main camp and the rest of development camp here.
It's quite a way to start the quote unquote summer for you.
Yeah, it's been a good summer so far, and you know, I had a hand injury and a whole bunch of stuff I had to deal with, but now I'm healthy, and to be back right on time for development camp and be able to get my contract done all on the same day, you know, it's pretty exciting.
Take us back to February. What was it like to be part of that trade?
Yeah, it was a shock when it first happened. I mean, I wasn't not expecting to be traded, but I knew, you know, it's in the possibility. And so when it happened, I was ecstatic that, you know, I was coming to a team where I knew guys, and, you know, Chase DeLeo was one of my best friends, and he was here. And then obviously Mark Scheifele in the NHL, and I know a few guys. So it was pretty cool to be a part of Winnipeg, especially when my coach was Dale Hawerchuk. So strong ties, and I was really excited.
What kind of influence has Dale had on your development?
I mean, he's been a massive part of, you know, why I'm here today. He's developed me the last 3 years, which has obviously been the three biggest years of my growth. So I'm you know, definitely really thankful that I had him as a coach. And he was a different style of junior coach, and I think that was the style that I needed. He wasn't much of a yeller and a screamer. He was more of a laid-back type, and he really let guys play outside of a system and let guys grow, you know, play with skill. And so for a guy that's pretty straight line and hard-nosed and more of a power forward, it was good for me to get the skill side of my game and work on that for a few years. So I'm really thankful that I had Dale as a coach.
What are you expecting this week, or what do you want to get out of this week?
Well, you know, I want to meet, obviously, the training staff and get acclimated with the organization. I haven't I've only been to Winnipeg once for very brief after I broke my hand. But I'm really just wanting to get acclimated here and get ready for main camp. Obviously, I want to, you know, make a good impression, because I'm sure there are people in the organization that haven't seen me play or don't know, you know, what kind of person I am. And so I want to make a good impression my first few weeks here.
Obviously, you've got great bloodlines. When did hockey kind of become your passion?
Oh, gosh. I was in skates at 18 months. So I've been playing hockey my whole life. So it's... yeah, I've always been a part of the game, and you know, in some way, shape, or form. I was in the NHL dressing room since I was a toddler, so it's all I've really ever wanted to do, and I'm, you know, so blessed to be able to do it.
What do you remember about some of those days going to the rinks with your dad?
You know, I don't remember too much of, you know, my dad's playing career in the past, but I do remember when he made a comeback in 2008, and I got a chance to be in the dressing room with Joe Thornton, Torrey Mitchell, Devin Setoguchi, Patrick Marleau, just so many guys that I looked up to and I knew were as players. So when I got a chance to be around them, and now, you know, like last year I was in camp in Buffalo, and I had Torrey Mitchell on the team. So it was like I was at camp with a guy that my dad played with, and it was just amazing for me. It was really that was kind of the first time I've ever really been starstruck around a hockey player, because I was just like, oh my gosh, my dad played with you. So it was a really weird, and it was really exciting for me. So yeah, I'm really fortunate that I was able to grow up around the game, and still sticking around.